Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I hope everybody's doing well the week after the holidays. Actually, today is Little Christmas, so people someplace are still celebrating. Tonight we're going to talk about the future of healing, and then we're going to talk about the new moon that's coming in this week. The future of all human beings is frequency vibration. This has always been true, but with the solar arc coming in last March and the new spiritual chakras, it has become evident and even more possible to create for yourself. Although there have been great negative forces trying to conceal this truth, we are in a very exciting time in 2024. As Pluto moves into Aquarius in late January, we will truly be in the future. And I will be talking more about these technologies all year to you. The technique is to cause the cells of the body to resonate. The word resonance is not a technical word, but it's a magical word that has been a lot of importance on the planet Earth. The new energy coming in from the center of the galaxy brings in a higher resonance than we have ever had before, but we do have to reach for it. The 3D cells don't want that much frequency, that much resonance, so they reject it. They close down to it, and the energy will pass by them. If you are taking a vitamin, like vitamin C, and you raise your frequency to a higher level, your body will begin to replace that which is lacking. It will replace the vitamin C. So you won't have to take the vitamin. Your body is so gifted and so knowing. As the frequency is raised, the body opens up a pathway to a cell, allowing the healthy nutrient to enter and to begin to heal. If this does not happen in a natural sense, vitamins and pharmaceuticals would never work. They would be bypassed. They would be rejected. By the way, how many vitamin medications do you take on a daily basis? By raising your frequency, you can eliminate the necessary nutrients and there are no side effects. The body will work and create them for you, but it takes a long time. And you really have to know what you're doing, of course. But there's no lingering, unhealthy leftovers. Everything is energy. Everything is frequency. Everything is light. This is the core of quantum healing, and this is the future. This is what's coming. Light workers don't make medications or machines to heal. They give the patients the tools where the client can begin to heal themselves. My twin sister was in the hospital. She had pancreatic cancer in 2013, and she decided she was ready to go. While the doctors were giving her intravenous medications and doing everything they could, the doctor came in the morning and spoke to me. And he said, "We're giving her all this medication, and she's rejecting it. It's not doing anything." And I tried to explain to him why, because she closed down mentally, spiritually. She did pass, and she passed very comfortably. But I knew why her body was rejecting what they were giving her. So what's coming on the planet at this time are the new techniques for energetic healing. Machines, the mindset, music, and meditation. In the old days, people would hang on to objects to help them heal, like copper, for instance. But who could explain remote or distant healing? And I have been doing and giving and sending out frequencies for distant healing as long as I can remember. My grandmother was excellent at this. And so many, many others are as well. The basis of shamanism and other healing modalities is natural healing and long-distance healing. Actually, it all works with your DNA. The raising of frequency opens and raises your DNA vibration. Music is a wonderful tool to help raise our vibration. Thousands of people who listen to opera, classical music, and the modern high-frequency music have enjoyed a healing on many levels. My wonderful friend Richard Shulman has dedicated his life and musical talent to creating a higher vibration of music for the world. His website is richheartmusic.com, all one word and two H's, richheartmusic.com. A photograph is another way to change frequency for someone. My friend Stephen Lewis and Roberta Hadlick founded the AIM program, which works with photographs 24/7 to bring about a healthy balance of the body's energies. They created this program back in the 80s. Consequently, this program produces healing. The body has to self-heal when it's in balance. That's natural law, because we were never meant to be ill. The mind is another strong tool for healing. My teacher, Louise Hay, brought forth that truth to the world with her book, You Can Heal Your Life. She was preceded by several others who were given this awareness. Annalise Guerin in the 1950s, Catherine Ponder in the 30s and 40s, and of course, Madame Blavatsky from the 18th century. They were all aware of this energy out in the universe. Blavatsky was a great seer and was the first person to describe the structure of the universe. She came from a religious, spiritual background, not scientific. She called the universe an unknowable, pulsating essence. Then, in the 1980s and 90s, Stephen Hawking made the discovery, or wrote about it. And this had already been discovered, that it constantly pulsates, contracts, and expands. Then I discovered that it causes a tower moment in order to create change and always has a purpose or a focus. the knowing universe. It's fascinating. Thoughts are things. This was one of Louise Hay's mottos. They are material as much as a desk or a chair. And then I came along and I wrote a healing workbook in 2011 that is well before its time. The workbook contains the information about the new spiritual chakras and the divine seals. It also contains information about scalar waves and natural laws, which are from Edgar Cayce, weather patterns, and the photon belt. Scalar waves are interesting because they raise your frequency. Your body is able to absorb. We really are not aware of what our mind and bodies are able to do. Edgar Cayce could read a book by sleeping with it under his pillow. His mind would then absorb the material. It's much like when you like workers get a download. Your download comes all at once, and your body, mind, and spirit possesses the information on your frequency level, and then you process it. In other words, if three people receive the same download, the information would be different because of their frequency. These waves can be used with crystals or with healing oils for greater effect. The wonder is that the universe is exact. Karma is exact. How does that happen? They always know exactly what's going on inside the body. The frequency can be measured and calculated according to its dimensions. The longer the rays of light, the slower it will vibrate, the slower the frequency. It can all be calculated by the point of resonance and the substance receiving the light. Visualization comes in here. Dr. Deepak Chopra, another one of my teachers, shows us to visualize the outcome in order to manifest. That way, the body naturally creates the frequency to bring in the manifestation. We know there are thousands and perhaps millions of frequencies. Remember what I told you about Passover, the frequencies that the body is not able to absorb or not open to will be passed over. Think of a Passover story in the Bible. It's the same with sickness, the virus, the flu. Nurses in dire situations don't get sick as they nurse dangerous communicable diseases because their vibration is too high. A bomb in London destroys all but a house within many blocks because the vibration is too high. We have all seen this in life, but we are just coming to understand it and how it all works. And this is the real part of ascension. We're going to take a break to listen to the weekly cosmic tip. I have a lot of information tonight, so we'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, the week of January 8th through January 14th, 2024. Mars enters Capricorn January 4th through February 13th. This is a highly productive cycle if you are willing to put short-term physical energy and ambition into long-term tangible goals. Mercury squares Neptune in Pisces on January 9th. The new moon in Capricorn trines Uranus in Taurus on the 11th, and Venus in Sagittarius simultaneously forms a trine with Chiron in Aries. Monday and Tuesday are perfect days for brainstorming, teamwork,
and making new plans. However, it may be difficult to get any work done, as the workplace could turn into a chit-chat group with a lot of time being wasted. A strong work ethic returns on Tuesday evening, bringing highly productive energy for the rest of the week. If you are a freelancer, you may choose to tackle your work duties in the evening when you'll be fully energized and on overdrive. I know that that's a much better time for my work. Ambitious Mars makes a harmonious trine to expansive Jupiter at the Capricorn New Moon on January 11th. Get to work and take a conservative risk on yourself. It's time to put into practice your New Year's resolutions, maximizing the chance that you can stick with them over the course of 2024. The new moon is a perfect date light, as it will be easy to bond with your sweetie. But don't look for moonlight, because when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. Mars trines Jupiter on January 12th. Many things that previously seemed unthinkable could suddenly become possible. This brings the Midas touch on all your business activities. Get out there and make all of your dreams and inspirations come true, because luck is on your side. Play that one lottery ticket. Friday brings a burst of active energy and is the perfect time to seek a job or to go on an interview or to pitch a sale or perhaps finally begin your own business. The situation could be somewhat confusing, much like a whirlpool. Expect surprising twists and turns, all in your favor. Saturday is a great social evening, so catch up with friends. Connections through communication is the theme, so be sure to go out somewhere where you can have a long, supportive, and loving conversation. Mercury enters Capricorn on Sunday the 14th. Events can now be better understood and integrated. It's a great time to catch up with your chores and work with your physical activities. Exercise, exercise, exercise. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hello, I'm back. So we'll continue about the future of healing. It's pretty great, isn't it? There are many contact modes, healing modalities, and machines out there at this time. It's always better to be in the energies than to have them sent remotely, because of the advantage of complete immersion. Distant healing is very positive, but it takes longer to be effective. In other words, it's better to go to a retreat and be in the classes for 3 or 4 days, because you'll absorb more quicker. There were several healing intensives using the divine seals, and a prototype evolved from them when I lived in Pennsylvania. A way of accessing and applying them. And I taught classes at the Circle of Miracles, which is the church in Chalfont, Pennsylvania. I have 2 wonderful examples. One man came in with a problem with his eyes, and he was at the intensive. And by the end of the intensive, his eyes cleared, and he didn't have to go to Houston, and he didn't have to have surgery. The other was a woman named Debbie, who came to the intensive, and I didn't know her. I had never met her.
and we worked on her for hours. And when we were done, she got up and said that she had a bad heart and was supposed to have open heart surgery, which is why she came to the intensive. However, when she went home, the doctor called and postponed the surgery for 2 weeks. So she called me up and I told her that Spirit wanted her to rest, and that's why it was postponed. 2 weeks later, she went back for her preliminary tests, and her heart had healed, and she did not need the open heart surgery. So these are two examples of how this higher vibration works. This is a way of healing. Vibration, acoustics, mind setting, setting and condition is the way of the future. But something even greater has come along. In 2023, on March 23rd, information was revealed about the plasma coming in from the center of the universe, the galactic center, through the moonlight. All this energy is streaming from the center of our galaxy, and it's plasma, our modeling clay. So make sure you get some moonlight time next week or whenever you can, once the moon comes out of its darkness, because when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. Great to do it around the full moon, just before the full moon and then the full moon. This energy is streaming from time and space, and is dedicated to the triumph of light over darkness, as well as many other positive things. We are going to see rapid change in our reality. Just know and trust that this was all meant to happen. It's happening so quickly because of the shifts in consciousness, because of the shifts in energy, the shift in cosmic energy, galactic energy, and photonic energy. A lot of this is explained in my workbook that is on Amazon.com. It's called The Ascension Workbook. Pick it up if you can. These big jumps in consciousness are what we're having as humanity. And it means that we can no longer sustain anything that is not born out of love, because it will raise your blood pressure to dangerous levels. Anything that's lower frequency, lower vibration, that compromises our highest good, that's the way it all works. Humanity is being healed and brought up to higher levels, to ascend as a whole, as a collective consciousness, with new timelines opening up, new portals to the new timelines. Keep welcoming in and expand the consciousness of love. Know that these are the doorways to a multidimensionality we have never experienced in our lifetimes as humans before. None of us have experienced this intense energy. All of us have lived in 3D. And this is going to crack us open like an egg, right into multidimensionality. This week, when I was dead asleep on Wednesday, I was wakened up, and I was shown my girlfriend, who lived in town on the other side, that she needed energy. So I immediately started to send her some. And it took a while, a long while. In the morning, I sent her a text, and I asked her if she was all right, and I told her that she had needed energy. Well, she was shocked. She had had intense dental surgery, grafting, bone stuff and everything, and was just feeling terrible. I felt so good that I could help her. I was thankful that I had been woken up in the middle of the night, because I knew I was coming into my multidimensionality. We may all wonder just what our reality is, We could be driving down the road and feel like we're driving down the same road again. Or we could jump 5 miles ahead. There's going to be time slipping and timeline slipping. It can be destabilizing, but no, you are not going mad. Be there with patience and compassion. We are jumping timelines. We are leaping in consciousness in a way that we have never done in any lifetime. This is immensely exciting, especially at the higher vibrationary levels. 2024 is a very different year energetically. This will be a fast-moving year. The 3D attitude that has been so polarized will be explosive, and we will see bursts on many levels, increased political activity, solar flares, different and perhaps dangerous human behavior. Through 2024, I will be talking about the makeup of the universe, the physical effects. I'm going to try to show you the big picture of what's ahead for humanity, as best as I understand it. About every 12,000 years, our galaxy moves through a galactic current sheet. We move through a ripple. This is referred to as the photon belt, and I described it in my workbook in 2011. It's very concentrated, high-frequency energy and light. Despite what they show in the news, the Earth has actually more light on it than it has ever had before. It's this light that is causing a lot of the volatility and climate change, because it's causing disillusion, it's churning, and it upsets the lower levels because you can't have two different frequencies in the same place at the same time. The higher frequency will always win out. That's why we always say, light always wins. This is one of the biggest reasons we're going through our experiences right now. It's partly astronomy. Frankly, we've been able, as a humanity, to raise our consciousness, the collective, to a higher level, to be able to access and embody more of this light that's coming in from the center of the galaxy. It's pouring right into our evolution. I'm actually learning about and will share with you the changes happening in our ionosphere, which is partially caused by natural means. We are going through an 11-year period of solar cycle 25, and I've mentioned that before. That was supposed to peak in 2025, but that date has been pulled back to 2024. Everything's going to get crazy this year. The incredible level of solar flares that have been coming in 2023 and 24 is going to get even higher, causing tremendous weather changes. This is rather uncomfortable at the physical level. It can be quite destabilizing. We can get extreme insomnia, extreme fatigue, tinnitus, aches and pains, because we are accelerating and evolving at a great speed. The upside of this is that we are able to bring in some new information from faraway galaxies, which is being assimilated in every cell of our body, waking up our dormant DNA. It's quite remarkable to think that the information from the far reaches of space is now affecting every cell of our body every day, the macronism and the micronism.
But it's because everything is connected and we are ultimately one consciousness. I want to bring your attention to this bigger picture as we go through 2024, because I think it really does help everyone grasp the enormity of this paradigm shift that we are going through. And you can't stop it. It's going to keep coming. So wherever you are, whatever you are doing, it's very important in 2024 that you develop a simple, simple practice to find your center, to find your anchor within, so that in seconds you can bring yourself to center, whether it's bare feet on the ground, bare feet on the grass, candle gazing, or what I do and I've done for years. I take 3 deep breaths, run my thumb across the tip of my fingers on the same hand, and listen to my name, said with respect. Or you can even just close your eyes and drop down into the breath. Or be the baby. Drop into your breathing and surrender. This will take you deeper, not only emotionally, but psychologically. Within moments, you're reducing the cortisol in your blood and boosting and reinforcing your immune system. Find a way for you that becomes your default method, so that whenever you encounter a big scary thing, you can drop into the breath. And the mantra is, I'm going to bring myself back to center, because I am the creator of my reality. I'm going to bring myself back to center because I am the creator of my reality. Don't allow yourself to be distracted this year. There's going to be a higher level of potential distractions than we have ever known before. Partly because we have big, forceful planners like Pluto, Jupiter, moving into Gemini in May. Pluto moves into Aquarius, and later on in 25 and 26, Uranus is moving into Gemini. And these are all air signs. This year, in 2024, we will feel the shift where things speed up. There's a potential for scattering. Don't spend hours on social media scrolling around saying, is this the truth? Is that the truth? Because you are the truth. Bring yourself back to you, your center, because that determines everything for you. Determine what, with your intuitive filter, what is right for you. You will trust yourself more and more and allow yourself to feel, no, that's all, or yes, that resonates. No, that's all. For me, that feels uncomfortable. That doesn't feel right. Then trust it. Begin to trust more and more, because that will develop your intuition. You may be way more physically sensitive than that. You have your guides, you have your angels, you have whoever. But whatever level you are at, begin to develop your own sense of higher galactic guidance or invisible guidance. If you're at a lower frequency level, you will feel the turbulence of all the external forces. As soon as you can raise your frequency, you will have a smoother time. You will be bubble wrapped in white light to a large extent. If you can stay in the emotions of joy, peace, gratitude, appreciation, and compassion, so bubble wrap yourself with white light. This brings about coherence in our energy field, because when we're at lower frequencies, scattered, distracted, is like interference on a TV set. We're leaking power. Once we can hold and maintain these high frequencies,
we develop more coherence, more smoothness. Everything flows better in our energy system, in our hearts, and in our brains. Not only is that fantastic for your immune system and your health, but you're infecting other people with a level of vibration in your life. You're bringing other people love, light, healing, and peace. You may still be a witness and be aware of much turbulence happening in our old world, but you will not be directly, personally affected by it. You are held back and protected from all the distress, commotion that I see we will be going through in 2024. This will be very productive for your revolution. Remember the big picture about all this. We're coming into a new world. In 2024, we will see more obvious collapse of the old order and may become more obvious of the second half of the year, in September through November, as Pluto does its final retrograde back into Capricorn before it fully moves into Aquarius on November 20th for the next 20 years. The only way we can navigate out of this challenging time is to raise your frequency through mindful meditation. I don't believe there is any other way to do it. Consciousness is primary. Everything begins with your consciousness. Frequency and consciousness is the foundation of everything. I'm going to be hammering away at this all year. I have the music and meditations. And if you want them, they're on my website. Now we're going to take a break and we'll talk more about what's coming in January. It's time for our half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll be back after these messages.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And I played that song by the Carpenters to remind people of what we do to each other. That was the three-dimension song, because we are going to stop doing that to each other, right? Good. Coming into 2024, we had Jupiter moving direct on December 30th. There was a feeling of optimism, hope, and future vision. All this is potentially very positive to launch ourselves into 2024. Jupiter went direct at 5 degrees Taurus, where the lunar eclipse was on October 28th, which is the financial axis. So something will be coming. Something will be blown up. Something may be bigger around the financial world. They say their gold is going to go up to 3,000 an ounce this year. That's one example, but I'm concerned about other examples. Then on January 1st, 2nd, Mercury went direct at 22 degrees of Sagittarius. Uranus moves direct on the 27th of January, and then all the planets will be direct until April. There's a feeling of clarity, of momentum. It's time for you to make a plan, to write out the ways you can get to and where you want to go in 2024. Things like, I want more love in my life. I want more joy in my life. I want to be of more service. Try to develop a clear vision, because it's going to be moving very fast after the spring equinox, and also when Jupiter moves into Gemini in May. Actually, the energy will begin to move just before the Super Bowl in early February. Mars is out of bounds until January 23rd. This is Mars, the god of war. It's off center. It's vacillating. So we may see some war drums beating either overseas, in Asia, or around us. Let's hope not. Stay in peace. We are the co-creators. So the more we stay in peace, the more that will prevail. The peace. Mars also conjuncts the galactic center on New Year's Day. This could have made many of you light workers very sensitive to energy. Maybe you decided to work with energy. When a planet aligns with the galactic center, then we gain a direct line to the cosmic mind. Remember, this is the source of our plasma with which we create our world. And that could be very positive, especially with you high meditators. On the new moon, the energy of truth, justice, of fair
a fair society, equality, against elitism. And this energy will be magnified for several days around January 11th. Also, this new moon in Capricorn will conjunct Pluto, and the people will be feeling intense. Something will come out of it, will come flooding out as a truth that will change thoughts around the world. People will feel intense and demand more information to try to find the truth, justice, and fairness. That's this week, guys. Pluto is at the anaretic degree of 29 degrees Capricorn, and that degree is where the shadow hides. The less positive side of that sign will manifest. Top-down power, top-down control, and will also be there from the end of September until mid-November, right at the election in the United States. As the old order collapses, and the astrology says it will, we can expect more extreme efforts in retaining that top-down power and control. Be aware of that. Stay in your center. Stay in peace and create. Create a peaceful, loving world from the inside out. More corruption is likely to be revealed, which is really the purpose of Pluto. Like the Epstein list, Jeffrey Epstein, and the shock of the names that are on it. And the Hunter and Joe Biden information will come out more. This will affect the stars, movie stars, and politicians will be shamed. And it's women. It's focused on women. Look at what we just had at Harvard. And look at the queen that just abdicated the throne. This will involve Kamala Harris, Meghan Markle. Someone is forced to resign. It might be the head of the financial industry. Pluto in Capricorn is at the final degree, and its power will run deep. This will be worldwide. Focus on women who will step down from their positions. And it's already happening. Don't forget to set a new intention at the new moon on Thursday for whatever seeds you want to plant. You made your choices in 2023. What do you want to build from these choices in 2024 for the long term? Fear or love? Victim or co-creator? The new moon in Capricorn squares the nodal axis of Aries Libra, and the Saturn in Capricorn conjuncts Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees. And that's happened in 2020. That happened, and it began the pandemic. This new moon square is very close to that powerful conjunction in 2020. The energy at that degree revolves around abuse of power. We are having an echo of hopefully not another pandemic, but there will be some kind of try for abuse of power. Look back and see how far we've come. How far have we come, or how far have you come in your learning, your reactions, your understanding? Your understanding as to how you create your reality over these last 3 years. It's certainly interesting to consider. Issues of power are going to be the focus, and that's huge this year, as many of us already know. The new moon is trine Uranus, the planet of the future. So it's about truth, greater vision, equality, connecting to the higher mind as well as to higher beings. And it's very inspiring. There's a lot of information that's coming our way in 2024 from off the planet. We also have an exact trine between Mars and Jupiter, which brings enthusiasm to really start building something. They are in Earth signs, Taurus, Capricorn. So what are we going to build for the long term? The question that will come up in 2024 is, are the rules we are playing by the right ones? For example, the U.S. Constitution. The New World Order wants to throw it out and write their own constitution. The financial rules. They want to take away cash and go cyber. Policing and law and order. Health issues. How health is handled. And most important of all, natural law. They are starting to begin to want to change natural law. How can you change natural law? It's all happening in Capricorn. Plus, this energy is like a wild card. Negativity. There may be no moral compass in some people. In a positive axis, it's about going your own way, finding joy through simplicity. Many of us will be following a simple path, an individual path, streaming life to make it life really simple. That's what we have to do. Mercury is conjunct the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sag. Notice that Mercury, the messenger of the mind, is aligning with the cosmic mind, the higher mind. It will be able to download insights from the galactic center. Much of this energy will involve creating a new Earth. Mercury times the sun and the new moon and squares the North Node. Now, the North Node is our collective soul path for future growth. That which we are being encouraged to follow is empowering the collective towards finding the truth, finding justice, finding greater fairness, finding equality, not accepting elitism, which reinforces all that I have been saying tonight about Pluto in the last degree of Capricorn. However, the North Node is very clear of the fact that this is the way the cosmos, the divine, the higher intelligence wants us to move in with our future. There is a stability present here. The energies of Pisces and Taurus, and that's good for starting a new business. Anything connected with water or the earth, mining, financial arrangements, and this energy can grow into something bigger as we move through 2024. And I think that we're going to have some wonderful discoveries to get away from fossil fuels. There will be energy all year with very strong themes around betrayal by the powers that be, the patriarch, strong themes about transformation, and about surrendering the old forms of safety and security, releasing and trusting the invisible, and then transforming, metamorphosizing into something beautiful. This isn't just a transformation, but a complete metamorphosis for humanity. With Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, we have to be careful of water and flooding. It also includes psychic overload and feeling overwhelmed with both. When that happens, take time out. Go to your center. Go to your heart. Also, and this is very important, next week on January 13th, the moon squares Uranus. A repeating aspect. It brings rebellion. It brings revolution. It's uppity, rebellious energy coming in that will set the stage for the second half of January when Pluto enters Aquarius on the 23rd, which is ruled by Uranus. We will have some sudden and unforeseen events. And it will deal with the upper echelons and the top power. I will have so much to say this year because the astrology is jam-packed. It almost feels like our light workers are out white water rafting. Hang in there, you guys. Remember to be flexible. This is all very exciting. We are helping to create a tsunami of love and a much more loving new earth. Leave all the dead behind, the old steel, the routine, anything that has held you back. Be open to new connections that you form with your new frequency. You will have new connections, new opportunities, and new possibilities, and they're going to come into you very fast. The future is more invisible than we have ever known it. It's always invisible. But right now, your canvas is blank. In the past, we have grown up in a stable paradigm and long-term structures with a certain predictability to our lives. Well, that's all going to change, which is why this churning energy up to higher frequencies and the future is even more invisible. Nothing is set. The jello hasn't set yet. It's still in liquid form. That's what is very empowering for us. So be able to co-create and create a loving new earth that is filled with peace, compassion, joy, abundance, a sense of oneness, a connection to all living beings, and a very different world than where we are. A new world is coming for us to live in. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And now we're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn give us When Peace Begins. We'll hear William with the Moonlight. We have our meditation. And then, of course, we have Richard Shulman playing music to help us with ascension. I'll see you next week. And next week is the week that you all call in. I was mistaken last week. Next week. The 14th. I'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.